Vermont's Dr. Dinosaur is described by the state as, quote, low-cost or free health coverage for children, teenagers under age 19, and pregnant women, unquote. Depending on income qualifications, premiums range from nothing to $60 per month. Several groups are calling on the Vermont legislature to expand availability of coverage to Vermonters aged 26 and under, regardless of income. They are asking that a commission study the implications of implementation of such an expansion. Main Street Alliance Vermont is a nonprofit that works with small business owners on public policy issues. Director Lindsay Delaurier says they have done enough work on the idea to feel expansion of the Dr. Dinosaur program is something the state should study. She says their initial research shows Dr. Dinosaur 2 would save employers and families money by eliminating family plans.
It will make family plans obsolete in the state. So all the kids will be covered, and since everyone under 27 will be covered, the portion of the workforce that falls into that category will also automatically be covered. So it will reduce the scope of health insurance benefits that employers are paying. We're confident that this is going to save Vermont money on balance. And frankly, if it doesn't, you know, we have this Dr. Dinosaur 2.0 promise, as we're calling it, which is if after the numbers are run, the study has happened, if this isn't going to save Vermont money, we will walk away from this plan. Our intention is to save Vermont money and to make healthcare more affordable.
The Mule Bar in Winooski specializes in craft beers and comfort foods. Owner Wes Hamilton says he regrets that he cannot afford to provide insurance coverage to his employees and would like to see the Dr. Dinosaur coverage expanded.
The food industry is a low-wage industry and often are, you know, younger in their 20s, and pretty much universal in my experience. Your waiter or the dishwasher in the kitchen or the person putting together the salad is almost certainly coming to work when they're sick and should be home. And that is a matter of not being able to afford the medical care or not being able to afford to take the time off of work. So from that perspective, it's a little bit of a no-brainer that there should be, you know, more than just up to 27, but I think expanding the current Dr. Dinosaur program is a great first step.
UVM sophomore Lachlan Francis from Putney could benefit if revisions are made to the Dr. Dinosaur program. He says the current system perpetuates a fear of seeking health care because costs are too high, and the proposal offers an opportunity to provide care and save costs.
As a soon-to-be college graduate, I do want to stay in Vermont, but the fact is, entry-level wages are low, cost of living is high, premiums are rising at an unsustainable rate, and high deductibles and high out-of-pocket costs make health insurance unaffordable, especially people who are young or entering the workforce and who may not be able to even find full-time employment in the field that they study. So when you consider the fact that student loan debt is skyrocketing, I think it is unrealistic to pay for their insurance. I just don't think it's possible.
The coalition is asking that the legislature form a commission in 2016 and have potential legislation ready by the 2017 session. Delaurier says in 2018, under the Affordable Care Act, an excise tax will be imposed on high-cost plans, and many in Vermont would meet the threshold for the 40% excise tax. If the Dr. Dinosaur 2 plan is implemented, she says, those plans would be eliminated and the excise tax avoided. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.